This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Hoffman. Last week, President Trump signed the Healthy Milk for Kids Act into law, marking a significant shift in federal nutrition policy. The legislation allows for whole and 2% milk back into school meal programs, reversing restrictions that have been in place for more than a decade. Supporters say the change better reflects current nutrition science and student preferences, while also creating new demand for U.S. dairy products. We'll have more right after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at GrowMark.com.
The signing of the Healthy Milk for Kids Act is being called a major win for both students and dairy farmers. The bill passed Congress with unanimous support in the U.S. Senate, which is a rare outcome in today's political climate. National Milk Producers Federation President and CEO Greg Dowd says that level of agreement took months of work across party lines.
We got 100 U.S. senators. Unanimous consent support of this. We had a couple holdouts. It was a huge amount of work. Cannot thank Senator Marshall enough for all, and Chairman Bozeman, G.T. Thompson in the House. An unbelievable effort, but we got this done. This is a real big deal for kids and schools.
That bipartisan backing reflects how broadly the issue resonated from nutrition advocates to ag groups. Dowd says restoring access to whole milk was about aligning policy with science, but he notes the impact goes well beyond the lunchroom. New analysis suggests the shift could have meaningful economic benefits for dairy producers who have faced prolonged margin pressure.
There has been some analysis by, I won't name them, but they're one of the biggest purveyors of milk in schools in America. Their estimate is that it'll take somewhere in the neighborhood of $150 million to implement this. Because, you know, whole milk costs a little bit more than skim milk. So, you know, we're talking about a penny or two. But soaking up that fat in that whole milk versus 1% in terms of demand, the calculation is that that could add $2 billion to the milk checks of U.S. dairy farmers.
That added demand comes from schools purchasing more fluid milk as students return to higher fat options they are more likely to drink. Dowd says the result is a market-driven gain that supports farm income without relying on new government spending while still meeting nutrition goals.
This nutritionally, this is a huge deal. Anybody that grew up on a farm understands this. We understand that this is a far superior product. And, you know, we're thrilled to finally get this fixed after all these years and get this change. We're righting a historic wrong in terms of feeding our kids in this country.
Dowd says that the Healthy Milk for Kids Act represents a rare moment where nutrition policy, consumer behavior, and farm economics all moved in the same direction. By allowing schools to serve milk options that students are more likely to choose and actually consume, the policy not only improves nutrition outcomes, but also strengthens demand for fluid milk at a time where dairy farmers continue to face tight margins and rising costs. He says it's a reminder that small changes in policy can have wide-reaching impacts, especially when they are grounded in science and supported by a broad bipartisan agreement. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, you can also sign up for our free daily e-newsletter, which comes out at 5 p.m. each day, and find replays of all of our content. Again, you can find that at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Hoffman reporting.